Be'ezes Hashem Parshas Shmini. Vayihi Bayoim Hashmini. This is the Shmini Lamiluyim. The Ibn Ezra Bavorans. It wasn't Shmini L'Chodesh Nisan. It wasn't the eighth day of Chodesh Nisan. It was actually the first day of Chodesh Nisan. And it was the Shmini Lamiluyim, because the Miluyim started earlier already in Adar, the Shivas Yimei Miluyim, and now the Shmini Lamiluyim is on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There's a beautiful Kli Yakar. He says that the world has Shiva Koich Veleches, seven planets, Shivas Yimei Shabbos, 7 days of the week, and then there's a higher level of Shmoina. Shmoina Yimei Mila, a carbon is now ready when you can be matter when it's 8 days old. And he says it's comparable also, the Gemara says in Erech and Daf Yud Gimel, that the Kinar in the Beis HaMikdash only had Shiva Nimen, only seven chords. But the Kinar of Yemois HaMashiach, Lamanatzeach Al Hashminis, the eighth, Hatav Hashmini, the eighth chord. But the truth is, the Gemara in Erech and over there says that in the Olam Haba, there's going to be 10, Alei Osor, Ba'alei Novel. So, B'nevel Osar Zamruloi. So it's interesting, that has to do with the fact that there's a higher level of 9, and then there's a 10th, which is Oroin Tisha V'Kapayrus Tefach. So, the original Yemois HaMashiach is going to be 8, but afterwards there's another level that goes all the way to 10. Now the truth is, on this Yom HaShmini, Chazal bring, Rashi brings it, already had 10 Atorois Nitlu Ba'oysa Yom in Seder Olam. It brings, it was Rishoin L'maisa Bereshis. It was the first day of the week. It was Yom Rishon L'Shabbos. It was Rishon L'Chadoshim. It was Rosh Chodesh. Rishon L'Nesiim. Nachshon Ben Aminadav. The first Nasi is being Makrav his carbon. Rishon L'Kahuna. The first day Kahuna. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was Makrav the first 7 days in Luyim. We're now introducing Kahuna. Rishon L'Avoida of the Mishkan. Rishon L'Yiridus Ha'esh, that the Esh came down. Rishon L'Achilas Kochim. Rishon L'Isser Bamois, because now there's a Mishkan. Rishon Lishkoin Shechina B'Yisrael, and Rishoin Levorich Es Yisrael. Now there's a fascinating kash I saw many Sfarim talk about, this list of 10 things. So one of them is generic. It's Rishoin L'Maisa Bereshis. Okay, that's a Sunday, the first day of the week. The week before it was also Sunday. It was just a regular Sunday. What was unique about this Sunday? So some Sfarim explain it wasn't Stam a Sunday, it was also the beginning of the world. The world was created on, if it's the Machlokes, if B'Tishrei Nivra Olam or B'Nisan Nivra Olam, but according to the Maan D'Omer, B'Nisan Nivra Olam, so this wasn't just a Sunday, it was Rishon L'Maaseh Bereshis, the first day of the year where Adam HaRishon was created on Aleph Nisan. That's another Kenech. Another interesting pshat I saw is, what does it mean, Rishon L'Briyasa Olam? Because the world stands on three Amudim, Torah, Avoida, and Gemilas Chasodim. And the Avos HaKadoshim already had Torah and Gemilas Chasodim, but they didn't have Avoida in the Tzura of Avoida. Now that we're introducing Mishkan, and it's Avoida, it's now Rishon L'Maaseh Bereshis, because now the world will have a Kiyum. Another Nusach I saw brought down on this is the Maram Shif. Fascinating, in the end of Masech Techulin, there is a whole Drush, Pshatim, Drushim Nechmodim from the Maram Shif. In the back of the Gemara, so it's in the back of the Maram Shif, it's printed. And he also asks this question. He says, what's unique about Yom Echad, that it was Rishon L'Maaseh Bereshis? Call Yom Echad, and it's just a regular Sunday. So he says, no, because the world was waiting al Tanai, only if they were going to be Maimed this Mishkan. Now it's the Tachlis of Maaseh Shemayim V'Oretz. What's more, he adds, in Bereshis it actually says, Vayhi Erev Vayivoker Yom Echad, not Yom Rishon. But now, it's alluding to the Rishon, that Nachshon Ben Aminadav was the Rishon. It wasn't a Sunday, it was the first day, because now this world is being established. Now, in the Karbonis of Shmini Lamiluyim, Aaron says, an Egel ben Bokar Lachatos, and that's to be Mechaper for the Cheta Egel. And Klal Yisrael brings a Seir Izim for a Chatos. They bring an Egel actually Le'oila, but they bring a Seir Izim L'Chatos to be Mechaper from the Mechiris Yosef. There's a beautiful Meshech Chochma that is Madrish that you see. There's two facets over here. There's the Bein Adam L'Mokoyim Aveira of Cheta Egel, and there's the Klal Yisrael Bein Adam L'Mokoyim Aveira, Bein Adam L'Chaveira of Mechiris Yosef. The truth is, these things always go hand in hand. You need always a Kapora for both. Bein Adam L'Mokoyim and Bein Adam L'Chaveira go hand in hand, and one needs a Kapora for both. But there's a Knech, a fascinating word from the Megala Amukos. The Megala Amukos says that there's a connection between Cheta Egel and Mechiras Yosef, because there's a Medrash that the reason Klal Yisrael, the Shvatim actually, sold Yosef is because there was a Kanoyis. They saw that L'Osid, It's going to be Yotze from Yosef, Yeruvim ben Avot, who made Agolim, Echad Bedon ve'Echad be'Be'er Sheva. And that's what the Shevatim were mekane against Yosef, because of the chet of Yeruvim. But you know, that's not Beseder, because when they were Makriv and Egel themselves, when this chet to Egel, that reinstates and reignites the oitzim of the Aveira of the Mechiris Yosef. Hare Haga ba'atzmacha, you're being sarcastic over here. And it's not Beseder. The reason you had a negia, a nekuda of Mechiris Yosef is because you were being mekana to the union of the agolim that Yeruvim ben Nevat made, but you also made an egel. Now it's a taina. Now it's a taina also on the union of chet egel. But akoparim, there's always this correlation between ben adam lemokem and ben adam lechaveroi. At the spitz end of neila, we talk about in the tefillah about ben adam lemokem, and always these two inyanim go together. Now, the other chelik of the parsha, you have the inyan of the kashrus hamacholim and different animals. There's a fascinating nekuda Rashi brings when Moshe Rabbeinu says, Zois hachaya, Rashi says, Melamed, that Moshe was oiches every single chaya and behema and lifted it up and showed Klal Yisrael. Now, the chayra, I saw ha'ara, this is Ovezoya, peladik and eggs, in the middle of the midbar. All of a sudden, every single min of Sheretz, Chaya, Oif, Behema was there. Moshe Rabbeinu lifted each one up, and he showed it to Klal Yisrael. They all went in his skabits there, and he showed it to them, and he lifted it up. That's a nice nigla more than Kriyas Yamsef. It's a pella de gazach. The whole safari came there in the midbar, lined up, and he showed each animal. Well, why aren't we mad? Where is it not mentioned in Chazal the Hadgosh of this Gevaldik and Nes? And the answer is a Meiridik and Nekuda. This was for Limer HaTorah. If it's for the Matar of Limer HaTorah, then that's the Pashtus. It's just Pashut like that. You know, I'll give you a dugma. There's the famous story of Reb Chaim Kanievsky with the grasshopper that kept on coming to his chaloin. Not in a chaloin, not in a dream, in a chaloin. It actually happened. And it was Pashut by him because it's for the Matar of Limer HaTorah. Another dugma is the famous Hakdama in the Sefer Yam Shel Shloima. He writes there, Kel Acher Yad, his Maram is about a story that he once, his candle went out and he didn't have to learn in the dark, and then Ba'ifin Nes, a candle came and continued burning all night. But he says it like it's Pashut. That's not Nes Chanukah. That's for Liman HaTorah. If it's for Liman HaTorah, Liman HaTorah can always bring out any Darga of Nes for its Matorah in of itself. That's a fascinating Limud. It's also, it says about the kashrus of Macholim, the pasuk says, Ezet toichlu mikol asher b'mayim, about fish, kol asher yiloi snapir v'kaskeses b'mayim, that's the ones you're allowed to eat. So the sifsei koyin ala Torah, the shach ala Torah he brings, how do you choose someone to teach you Torah, ein mayim ala Torah? The rav, the teaches that the mayim, has to have snapir and kaskeses. He explains, snapir is sefer nun yud. It's someone that knows all 60 mesechtas of Shas. Sefer nun yud. So that's the snapir, that the rav has to be a Talmud Chacham that knows Gans Shas, all 60 mesechtas. Sefer nun yud. That's a goyin. A goyin is gematria 60. It means you know all 60 mesechtas. And kaskeses, that's a complex one, is a gematria, it's 1200. It's the same gematria as Talmud Chacham Baal Maisav Bechol Koichai. And that's also a t'nai in, when you're learning from rabbi, that's the t'nai, what the rabbi that's teaching you Torah should teach you. Now another interesting, it says, Mikol ha'oichal asher yochal asher yovi olav mayim, when it talks about hechsher l'kabal toma. So asher yovi olav mayim, we know that mayim is machshel l'kabal toma, but the truth is not only water, there are actually seven mashkim that are machshel l'kabal toma. So it says yovi with an extra vav, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in time of the Krah, the Vav in Yavoy is Meramis to the other six Mashkim of Yad, Shach, Adam. That's Yayin, Dvash, Shemen, Cholov, Tal, Dam, and Mayim. Interesting that these seven Mashkim are correlated, each one to a different Yomtif. Yayin is Pesach. Pesach, we have the Arba Koisis of Yayin. Dalit is Dvash, is the honey of Rosh Hashanah. Shin is Shemen, is Chanukah. Ches is Cholov, is Shavuos. Tes is Tal, Tes Tal is Pesach, Yayin of course is Purim, because Tes is Tal for Pesach, so the Yayin goes for Purim. Dam is for Yom Kippur, the Korbanos, and Mem is the Mayim of the Nisach HaMayim of Sukkot. So there's a remez to the other six Mashkim also that are alluded to in the Shiva Mashkim. Now one other Nakuda is, it says, Ach Mayon Ubor Mikvah Mayim Yetar. That's a concept of mikvah, which is Arboyim Sa. There's all kinds of cheshbonis of how you work out chazal, the Gemara Pesachim, that a mikvah is arbayim sa, but there's an interesting pshat from the Ashtravtza. He says if you spell out mei mikvah, but you spell out the letters bimiluyay, mem is mem, mem, and then the yud of mei is yud vav dalid, and then again mikvah, mem is mem, mem, kuf is kuf vav pei, vav is vav aleph vav, and hey is hey hey, there's different ways to spell hey, that comes out bigamatria to the words arbayim sa. So that's the miluyay of a mei mikvah is literally is arbayim sa.